You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast for your Monday pep talk. It has been such an exciting couple of weeks in the Moms Working Overtime community. If you're not in our Facebook group, in the community of women that I have there, we are at almost 750 mamas strong. Please join. The link is always in the podcast description because this is where I typically make announcements, keep everyone informed. We start good conversations. Moms go here just for help and advice on different things. But I've announced a couple really exciting things in the past week. So first of all, I announced that MWO apparel is coming. You all have been asking in my DMs literally for 6 months, and I am finally going to launch a round of MWO apparel. It will be very limited. And so make sure that you join the Facebook group because I put a link on that teaser post and there's an email subscription list that I'm going to notify first. They are going to get to find out before anyone else and get an opportunity at that apparel. So make sure that your name is on that. Another thing that I announced that was so, so exciting is I announced that we are hiring at MWO. And I will tell you, when I left my corporate job and I started Moms Working Overtime, I really just hoped I could keep my head above water. I hoped that I could survive financially. And I told my husband, my goal is just to be able to pay for groceries and daycare and have a little bit of extra to help out in other areas. And MWO has been a huge blessing, but I am to the point now where if I want to accomplish all of the dreams I have for Moms Working Overtime, I need help because there are only so many hours in the day and I don't want to work 20 hours a day. I want to be present for my family in the evenings, just like you all. It's why I created this company. And so I'm going to be bringing another mama on board, potentially more coming soon, just to help out when it comes to the wellness coaching aspect of the business and making sure that any client that works with us gets a lot of one-on-one direct attention and a great relationship with their coach. And so super excited. I'm taking applications for that. If you want to apply for the position at Moms Working Overtime and you have a certification in nutrition and exercise, then send your resume and a little statement of why you want to work for MWO to Alaina, A-L-A-N-N-A, at momsworkingovertime.com. I am going through those. I'm taking applications through midweek, and I'm just super excited to see some of the ladies that have been applying for that position. So really, really exciting stuff. But with all that being said, I want to be transparent with today's episode, right? So today we're talking about doubt and the doubt we experience as moms, as humans. And these episodes, these topics that I come up with for the pep talks, they're really inspired from three main areas. Either you and I are talking in Instagram, Facebook DMs, and you're sharing with me struggles you have in motherhood. Either it's happening in the MWO Facebook group in our Facebook community, and moms are just sharing and asking for advice or talking about how they all struggle with the same things. Or it's straight up just inspired from my own life. And that's a lot of it because we all go through the same things. We really do, which is why I think community is so, so important here. And so today's episode is a combination of a lot of different things, but also just my own doubt and things that I question myself on in this motherhood journey. So this past weekend, Saturday, I kept my sisters, two daughters, and sons. We had my nieces and nephew, plus Carter and Lena. And so five kids under the age of 8. It was a complete circus. Yes, I still want a lot of kids because that's always the first question when people ask me whenever I tell them that. I still want the crazy circus for myself. But we had all of these kids, and my sister's kids sleep amazing. I don't know what kind of magic spell that she has on them, but they typically sleep so good. Like on the weekends, she'll tell me that they're still in bed and we've been up for like 4 hours. But they came to my house and they did not sleep great. Like my niece wouldn't go to sleep. My nephew was still up, like wanted to watch TV, was really fighting his sleep. And then of course my children never sleep. And it's so funny because I'm texting back and forth with my sister and joking with her, like, we're cursed. I think we're messing something up. I think we suck at this. And I question myself all the time. Why don't my kids sleep? I did the schedules and I followed all the sleep training guidelines. And, you know, I went in there on 5-minute intervals and put my hand on their chest and all these things, but my kids don't sleep well. And with Carter, I'm pretty sure I cursed him because I used to get up so early when I was pregnant with him that I think I ruined his circadian rhythm. But ultimately, it made me doubt myself. I'm like, these kids that sleep at their house come to my house, and now I've ruined them too. I think in motherhood, we just all doubt ourselves sometimes on the big things, the small things. It could be anything, and something will creep in and give us just those feelings of doubt. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I feel like our generation of moms has it so much harder in the sense, I don't like to use those statements, but so much harder in the sense of we have so many more opinions in our faces. We have social media every single day. We have texting and calling. We are so completely connected with so many other moms and professionals and just opinion havers that it's really hard for us to not let that doubt creep in because of how it's circulating around us. We can question literally everything from the moment you find out you're pregnant. You can start questioning just through the fertility journey and at all the accounts you follow and the people you're asking questions to, from fertility all the way through our children being adults. We start to question their sleep, their eating, their, you know, how involved they should be in extracurriculars, what we should be feeding them, what we should do with their medical decisions. And it's just because of this information overload that is coming through our heads. And motherhood was not designed this way. Motherhood wasn't designed to harbor this much doubt. If you look back at motherhood and read just books about parenthood, motherhood from a century ago, and I find this really interesting. There's actually a book that recently got really popular. It's called Hunt, Gather, Parent. I actually think I have it right here. This is so funny. If you're watching on the YouTube version, the video version, Hunt, Gather, Parent is a really popular book that has been circulating around social media. See, there's some positives to social. But if you look at the history of motherhood, we were not designed to raise our children really robotically, to all have these very similar schedules and all have these exact protocols that we follow. That's not how motherhood was designed. Moms were designed with this really instinctual defensiveness about them. And moms were tough. Man, moms were gritty. They were feared. They were respected. And ultimately, when it came down to it, while the mom may seem soft or may seem to bow down to the husband and the rest of the family, the mom was the backbone of the entire family. All operations functioned efficiently because of mom's work. And that was how motherhood was designed to be. I am not sure at what point we as moms morphed into these women that just sulk back into the corner and give in to anything that someone tells us we're doing isn't right. We give in to what we know doesn't feel right in our gut. And so when you come to today's pep talk, what I want to encourage you is to go back to motherhood at its roots. And there's three areas that when I think about mom, think about my role as a mom, when I think about who I want to be in this role, when I think about how I want to raise my children, there are three areas that I recommend you do not tolerate doubt in your own motherhood journey. And that first one is in your child's health. This is a hot topic and for a lot of different reasons in a lot of different ways right now. But mostly what I hear from moms is that their gut tells them something is wrong, but a practitioner tells them nothing is wrong, or they keep getting brushed off or disregarded. Here's the thing. If something in your gut tells you that something's off or something is wrong, follow your gut. Go get answers. It could be as small as a tongue tie or as big as a serious medical condition that's underlying and starting to cause symptoms in your child that you recognize. Whatever that is, follow your gut. Go get answers. If you feel like a certain treatment protocol isn't the right answer for your child or isn't sufficient for what you're experiencing, go get a second opinion. If you feel like you're being disregarded, if you feel like you're not being heard or we're not being proactive enough, get a different practitioner. If you feel that something is not right about what they want to do in a treatment protocol, do not do it. I always say we can always come back and try this again, but you cannot reverse a decision that you've made. So just don't do it. Sleep on it. Wait. Your gut is telling you something for a reason. Stand firm in your beliefs and your efforts that you are making on behalf of your child when it comes to their health. Because we as moms, We are built with this almost alarm system for our children. We know our children better than anyone else in the world. And when something tells us that, hey, something's wrong here, that alarm system goes off, we can't ignore it. And I think for some reason in motherhood, we started ignoring those instinctual responses that our body has when something's going on with our child. We have to get back to our roots with that. So the first thing I would say, don't bend in your motherhood journey. Don't let doubt creep in, is when it comes to your child's health. The second one is your child's home. When it comes to our child's home and providing a home environment that is most suitable for our children, we cannot leave room for doubt. Little things like how you discipline your child or how you structure your home, how you show up best for your children, how you show up best for yourself in this role, you cannot let doubt creep in or comparison creep in when it comes to those things. Assuming, I always give the disclaimer, amazing moms listen to my podcast, but assuming your child is safe, your role is to be the parent. Your role is to show up and provide the discipline that feels right in your core and works for your family and helps you to structure your home appropriately. And mama, I will tell you, you are not alone. If there are days that you feel like you raised your voice way too often, I hear that all the time. Like, I yelled today and I needed to just sit down. I needed to put myself in timeout. We've all been there. Okay. You're not alone. If there are days that you feel like you raise your voice too much, or days that you feel like you said no 500 times and you feel guilty for that. But ultimately, you cannot doubt your decisions as a parent to discipline in your home. You cannot doubt the decisions you make as a parent to provide structure to those children and to establish yourself as the authority, because that's what we are. We have this really important responsibility in parenthood that we have to take serious. We have to raise good humans, because what happens is these little humans, they grow up to be big humans, and you send them out into the world and you are responsible for this human that you're sending out to interact with the rest of society. So you have a responsibility to raise a good one, which requires you to provide discipline, to provide structure in their home. Another thing that you need to do in their home is make sure that you are taking ownership for your responsibility to protect them. And I say this with all seriousness. I have an amazing episode with my friend Adrian Simeone that I highly encourage you to check it out, about the mama bear that's inside of us all. But if you feel that someone does not have good intentions with your child or with your children, it is your job to protect them. And I have chills when I say that, because I mean this with all seriousness. You are not here to make people happy with your parenting decisions. You're here to raise good children and protect those children. And so just remember that you have a responsibility to provide your children with a safe home, and don't doubt any decisions that you make to guard that for them. The third thing that I encourage you, do not allow doubt to creep into this aspect of motherhood, is your child's happiness. We have to stop doubting if we are good moms or not. It's stealing our joy. It's stealing our children's joy. It's likely stealing our significant other's joy as well. Our children do not need perfect from us. They don't need this picture perfect family portrait. They don't need these perfect little Pinterest activities. They don't need this perfect reputation on social media where everyone thinks we're this perfect happy-go-lucky family. We don't need perfect for our children. Our children just need us, and they need us to be present. I talk about this very often on the podcast, that more than anything, we think we need to show up a certain way for our children, when ultimately we just need to show up, just need to be there and actually be there, not be there on our cell phone, be there distracted. We need to actually be in it with them. Whatever it is that's giving you doubt in your life, in your role as a mom, there is no room for that. There is no time for the joy that that is taking from you and your children. They just need you to be present and to be there and be active in that role that you have as their mom. I think that we doubt ourselves in motherhood, honestly, because we're overcomplicating the process. And this is where I circle back to, we got to get back to our roots of motherhood. We got to get back to that strong, capable, confident woman who wouldn't let anyone get in the way of her and her children and the way that she is going to raise them to be good humans. But we get so caught up in overcomplicating the process and comparing ourselves to everyone else and what they're doing, that we lose sight of who we are and how we show up for our kids. We put our expectations way too high that our kids have to be dressed a certain way. They have to hit all these milestones on time. They have to get straight A's in school or have name brand items, do all these extracurriculars. They have to have all the latest gadgets. My goodness, how in the world are we all going to afford this? They have to be prim and proper in public all the time. Or if we don't have those things, check, 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 check down the list, then we're not a good mom. That is a crazy, unrealistic expectation. And my argument is that since when does that mean you're not a good mom if they don't have all those things checked off down the list? I mean this in the nicest way possible as I pull together today's pep talk. Mama, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Put on your blinders and let's get back to a place in motherhood in this century where our role as a mother is feared, something that no one would mess with. Let's get back to demanding the respect that we deserve as the parent of these children and carrying ourselves with confidence and stop cutting corners on your own efforts to show up in your motherhood journey because you're a good mom. If you're listening to this podcast, I can say it with confidence. You're a good mom, like a really good mom. And you were designed to be a better mom for these children than anyone else could be, no matter how hard they tried. Mama, your reminder every time you listen to the Moms Working Overtime podcast that I hope you hear in your day-to-day life, but you'll always hear when you come here is you're doing a really amazing job. We'll talk soon. If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor. Share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.